101.5 FM has the company of Karen Warwick, our Beachmere author and historian, as we usually do on the last Monday of the month. Karen is here, as always, to bring not only Beachmere history to life, but even more interestingly, the social fabric of society back then to life. Grab a cuppa, sit back and enjoy. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Debbie. So when you visit Beachmere's Remembrance Memorial in Clayton Park, you'll find the names of six servicewomen who grace its walls. One of them is Mae Morgans, née Walden. The following excerpt is taken from Beachmere Revisited, page 118 to 119, and it's based on the memory by her son, David. Mae Morgans remembers when World War II started. The Americans travelling in convoy through town on their way to Charleville to build a big aerodrome there. The Australian Army set up camp at the Dalby Showgrounds. Mae's parents would have an open house every Sunday for the soldiers to come over for lunch. The family didn't have much, but always had food on the table and were happy to share it with the troops. It was an exciting time. All those soldiers, the dances, picture shows, and in winter, the local pool was covered and used as a roller skating rink. On the 7th of July 1943, aged 19, Mae enlisted in the Air Force as an aircraft woman, service number 101631. Her job included clerical duties, working in the supply area, and packing parachutes, or in Mae's words, general dog's body, whatever the CO told me to do. In those days, the only servicewomen that would go overseas into the theatre of war were nurses. Mae had her recruit training at Sandgate, where the aged person home is now, and they did their route marches over the old Hornibrook Highway Bridge to Redcliffe, which had been constructed in 1935. Her first posting was to Adelaide, which for a country girl from Dalby was very exciting. She travelled there on a troop train and remembers that because it was so crowded, she had to sleep on the luggage rack near the roof. In Adelaide, they camped in an old four-storey car garage and had their meals across the road at the museum building. Her next posting was the Bundaberg Service Training School and Aircraft Maintenance, where she worked with Tony Baker Finch, the father of golfer Ian Baker Finch, and she said he was quite a dish. It was there she met her future husband, David Todd Morgans, and they started dating. Todd was posted to New Guinea. Mae was posted to the RAF Command and the old AMP building in Queen Street, working in the signals area on the floor below General Douglas MacArthur. Now that building is now known as the MacArthur Chambers. When asked if she ever met MacArthur, she said, "No, but I did see him a couple of times when I had to go upstairs to the ladies' dunnies." While stationed in Brisbane, Mae was encamped in Victoria Park, which she said was a massive sea of tents. When Todd was injured during the Japanese air raid on Horn Island Air Force Base, he was repatriated to Brisbane Hospital and soon after was medically discharged. When they decided to marry, Mae was also granted a discharge from the Air Force on compassionate grounds. Until next time. Just a reminder that the Beachmere RSL sub-branch is doing badge sales in Morayfield Shopping Centre from the 1st to the 10th of November. So why don't you pop in for a poppy and say hello, lest we forget.
That was Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected. Listen again to these wonderful local stories on 1015fm.com.au, search podcasts, click on the search icon and type Karen Warwick.